107.7 Today FM. I'm Kate. It's an absolute pleasure to meet Michelle Giroux with Flight Studio. Michelle, how are you?
Very well. Thank you for bringing me in.
Oh, thank you for joining me today. And, well, we're getting excited for the fall because Flight Studio is starting its second year and registration is now open.
Correct.
For people who don't know what Flight Studio is, let's give them a little breakdown.
Flight is a creative arts initiative. The studio runs out of the beautiful Fall Staff Center run by Lorena McKinnett and her team. My husband and I have a 10-year-old daughter, and you know, as she's been growing up, we've been paying attention to the ways in which she expresses herself. And during COVID especially, she was generating volumes and volumes of visual artwork, which was striking to my husband and I because we're not that way inclined. She was putting on little plays. She was composing songs. She was saying, I want to be a singer when I grow up. And as we began to, you know, pay attention to her curiosities and her passions, we wanted to seek out ways in which we could support those. And Stratford, as you know, is an amazing, vibrant, rich community. My husband and I live downtown, and we only need to step outside our door, and there are incredible offerings, culinary offerings, concerts, puppet shows, festivals, and we're so appreciative of all of those. And we had kind of transferred that appreciation onto our daughter.
Absolutely.
And kind of maybe hastily drawn the conclusion that our kids were all served in the same way in terms of creative arts opportunities for young people. Surprisingly, though, in our town, we could afford to have more. If you look at our sports cultures, for example, we have incredible facilities, infrastructure, coaches, teams, support in those arenas. And I guess this started to become a passion project for me. I wanted to stabilize creative arts offerings for young people, particularly between the ages of JK and grade 8 in our town.
Amazing.
Arts budgets in our public schools can sometimes be very small, and when cutbacks have to be made, oftentimes it's the arts budgets that are the first to go. Our teachers do an amazing job of creating music, drama, and arts offerings for our students. Flight is there to support them in that endeavor. And so, yes, I launched this idea, which brings visual art, voice, music, and drama to young people out of the Falstaff Center. These are extracurricular programs that oftentimes begin around 4 p.m. and run through to about 6:30 or 7 at night. We also have on Saturdays a kinder program, so arts classes for little ones between the ages of 4 and 6. And yes, this is our second year being out in the world. And these programs are there to serve young people in Stratford, but also our surrounding communities. And so I appreciate you bringing me in because I want to get the word out there.
Absolutely, yeah.
We have an amazing group of instructors. For me, the integrity of this idea rested on the level of instruction. And so when I set out to do this, and I knew these people were here, I just had to go find them. I set out to find amazing artists and teachers in our town and invited them out for coffee, introduced myself and pitched this idea. And right away with every conversation, there was this kind of alignment. A lot of these teachers are parents themselves, and so they're passionate about children's arts education. And each teacher I approached said yes, and all of those teachers are back for a second year. So we're building on
fabulous.
An amazing first year and the curriculums that were there, and we're here to make them even better and serve our young people creatively in the best way that we can.
Absolutely. I mean, being brought up in a creative town, I can't think of anything better, right? So absolutely fabulous. How do we get our kids registered? Where can we go?
So you can visit our website where all the programs are laid out, and there's course descriptions. You can meet the instructors and learn a little bit more about them. That's at flightstudio.ca. We're also on Instagram at flightstratford. And feel free to email me directly at info@flightstudio.ca if families have any questions. I'm here to serve you and help however I can.
Oh, that's absolutely fabulous. So we will get registered for fall programs. programs. They look like so much fun. And yeah, this is just great. Thank you so much, Michelle Giroux with Flight Studio, coming in and giving us all the details.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing me in. Happy August.